AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The last remaining nuclear arms pact between Russia and the United States has expired. The Kremlin says it regrets that, but President Trump's against keeping the New START treaties. And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says
the president wants to have our nuclear experts work on a new, improved, and modernized treaty that can last long into the future. And that's what the United States will continue to discuss with the Russians.
The U.S. and Russia have agreed to reestablish high-level military-to-military dialogue for the first time in more than 4 years. That as talks between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war in Ukraine entered a second day. In other news, Ed Donahue reports.
Authorities in Arizona are looking for leads in the search for the 84-year-old mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie.
We believe Nancy is still out there. We want her home.
Sheriff Chris Nano says DNA tests showed blood found on Nancy Guthrie's porch came back as a match to her. Authorities think she may have been taken from her home in Tucson against her will over the weekend. As for who may have done this.
At this time, we have not identified a suspect or a person of interest in this case.
The FBI's Heath Janke says there is a ransom note, but it was not sent to the Guthrie family.
A letter that was sent to the local media and then to national outlets.
He says the note included a demand for money and a deadline.
This is an 84-year-old grandma that needs vital medication for her well-being. You still have the time to do the right thing before this becomes a worse, much worse scenario for you.
Janke says any ransom decisions are up to the Guthrie family. I'm Ed Donahue.
Falling tech stocks, a plunge for Bitcoin, and discouraging jobs news hit Wall Street hard today. The Dow and the S&P each fell 1.2%, while the NASDAQ lost 1.6%. Bitcoin briefly fell below $64,000, roughly half its record price set in the fall. This is AP News. President Trump spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning, but Sagar Magani reports his remarks touched on the afterlife and then veered away from religion.
The president's mused in the past about perhaps not making it to heaven today.
I was just having fun.
And probably should get there.
I mean, I'm not a perfect candidate, but I did a hell of a lot of good for perfect people.
And then there was meandering, perhaps not befitting a prayer breakfast. He went after Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey, a Republican who often counters his priorities.
Moron, no matter what it is.
And remembering a flight to Iraq during his first term, the president noted he does not like to sleep on planes.
I like looking out the window watching for missiles and enemies, actually.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
With more news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.